Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever near as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
Yeah.
glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for this today that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, for, oh God, for your divine protection, your covering in Jesus' name. Thank you for leading us the way you have us to go, Lord God. And we thank you as we submit ourselves to your presence. We thank you for you leading us the way, Lord God. Lead us in the right direction, Lord God, even as you meet us where we are today, Lord God. We understand and know that, Lord God, all things work by you and through you. In Jesus' name, all things for our good. And we thank you, Lord God, as we humbly submit ourselves to your presence, Lord God. We rely on you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that there's no weapon that is formed against us to prosper, but every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned now, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God, for your purpose, plan, and your power, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, as we humbly submit ourselves to you, Lord God. Thank you for you doing a great work inside of us, in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing yourself strong, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for a mighty hand, Lord God, moving in this hour, Lord God. And we thank you as you meet us here right now, Lord, tonight. We thank you for what we're about to experience in your word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, as you continue to give us wisdom. And even as we follow your lead, and as you lead us where to go and what to do, we thank you, Lord God, as we're open to receive from you. Your heart is ready to pour out. And we thank you, Lord God, for in this time, this very minute, this very hour, for us receiving what you have for us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we trust, lean into, and depend on you, Lord God, and that your word shall come forth, that we shall be enriched by your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding. Thank you for shining the light on us, Lord God. Thank you for your word that illuminates. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the Eagles Flight Now. I'm Apostle Marcus Dupree, and with my wife, Prophet Celine Dupree. We thank God for each and every one of you being here and for what God is afraid to do in this hour and this time in Jesus' name. And we just thank God for, yes, he's prepared us for such a time as this. As we are in the spirit of expectation, we're looking and expecting God to move in an awesome way. And we just encourage each and every one tonight to hear the word that the Lord will send forth in Jesus' name. And we thank God for the vessel that's being prepared for us tonight. Amen. And we have Prophetess Tracy Tucker. Amen. She should be. Are you in the line, Prophetess?
I don't see her. No, she on the line. I don't know what number. I'm going to say everybody line, and I'll mute them back out if it's not her.
Okay. All right.
Everybody call, and I'm going to say, then if she's there, she can speak up. Then I'm finding the number. Everybody's live that calls.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
So, actually, Evangelist.
Apostle, can you hear me?
Yeah,
you,
Prophetess Tracy?
Okay. I just.
Hello?
How much?
What's your last four digits, Prophetess?
Well, that's a good question. Start with a 441.
Okay, I see the 44. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, I got a 413918.
That might be the number. I don't know my house number. It's a number I never called.
Okay.
But
okay,
everybody.
Right.
Okay, the other three people that's on the line, just mute your phone out. I'll leave everybody live. I don't hear no background noise. Y'all can go ahead.
Amen. Okay. Well, praise God. We thank God, amen, for what he's establishing in this hour. Thank you, man of God. Amen. So we thank God for what he's doing. And at this time, we want to introduce the Prophetess Tracy Tucker to the line tonight. And as she is on the Eagle Flights Hour tonight, we're going to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to say through her tonight. And she's prepared for to release what the word of the Lord is. And we're just going to let her go forth. And as the Lord leads her, she can go forth. And as she share her her testimony, and even for what God is doing or done in her life, and he's brought her through, amen. And just a portion of that is so much great things God has done. So we're going to allow her to go forth at this time now and share what is on our heart tonight. Amen. Okay, prophets, and go forward. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise
amen.
The Lord. Truly God is good,
Lord.
And I thank and praise God for the overseer of this ministry and this line, and I thank and praise God for the First Lady. I thank and praise God for each and every member. I thank and praise God for this opportunity that he has allowed me to come before you to minister, and I thank and praise God for being my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for me, not only that I may eat from the tree of life, that I may live life abundantly. Amen. I want to share with you a little about where I was, where I am, and where I'm going. God has richly blessed me, brought me through some trying times. And I just want to encourage the heart of those who way seems to be hard, but it's not hard. I'm bashful because I don't know where, to start. But I'll share a little bit of my testimony with you, how the Lord truly, richly blessed me and bring me out. At the age of 13, I didn't know my dad, and I think I'm just going to get to the point because I'm on a time limit. We have 1 hour, so I know 11 minutes is already gone. So those of you that are spiritual, I know that you can catch on and pick up from where I'm going with this. I have to touch different parts of the testimony because the testimony is very intense. It's almost as if my life is a story, but not a story, a fairy tale. It's almost as if something that you would read in a book or maybe see on a TV show or you hear about it with other people, but I never expect it to happen to me. When my mother was conceived, my dad left when she was about 3 months pregnant. So here I am in my mother's womb. She conceived me. I was at the age 12. Never knew my dad, never met my dad. She had another boyfriend that was living with her, and I always thought that that was my dad. So at the age 12, a day before my 13th birthday, I was riding a bicycle down the road. And as I was riding this bicycle at the age 13, I never had a bicycle, so I always wanted one. So my stepdad, he went on this junk yard and he saw a paint bike. He brought it back home. He fixed it up for me. And this day, I just got my bike. I was riding down the road while the summer breeze. It was summertime. The weather was beautiful. And I'm riding down almost like, Cinderella. And as I was riding down this road, I saw a man that was lying down in the road. And he said to me, "Come here." And my response was, "No, I don't know you." And he said to me, "You don't know me?" I said, "No, I don't." And he said, "I'm your daddy." And right then, it's almost as if an amazed expression came on my face, and I said, "No, you are not." He said, "Yes, I am. Go ask your mother." So I turned my bike around, and I drove. I rode so fast. I was just riding, pedaling, riding. Got back home. My mom was sitting in the chair. Now, at this time, me and my mom, we was, real close. We had a real mother-daughter relationship. We was like two peas in a pod. And I went back home, and I asked my mom. I said, "Who is my daddy?" And there was this expression came on her face. Her whole face changed, countenance of her face changed. And she said, "He's home." And I said, "Who is he?" And then immediately, my whole life from that day changed. now nightfall, I heard the car drove up in the yard. My mom made a decision to take me out of school to send me with him, which I have never seen. I don't know his first name, never met him, don't know anything about him. And I plead with her not to send me. The gentleman that she was living with plead with her not to send me with him because I didn't know him. And I'm saying all of this because, you know, I want those that have children, pay very close attention to your children, especially ladies. Your young girls, pay very close because the enemy will use whomever he may. He don't have no respect of a person to use. So I said that to say this. My mom took me out of school for 3 days. This was on a Tuesday night. So that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, my dad took me up to where he was living. There was no house around. He never had, he did not have a telephone in his house. So he had a one-bedroom house. So he sent me in the bedroom to sleep in the bed, and he slept on the couch. So here I am laying there, you know, fell asleep, and all of a sudden I felt this heavy load on me. And when I opened my eyes, my dad was raping me at the age 13. And it was so intense to where, and it can get a little dramatic. My dad raped me to the point to where the whole bed was filled with blood. And there was nothing that I could have done. I was 87 pounds, and this, you're talking about a 200-and-something-pound man. All I could do is just lay there for hours and hours and hours with tears just running down my eyes. It's like, why my mother did this to me? When he got through after several hours, all I could do is just sit in the corner and just cry. There was no way. I felt like I was all alone. I felt like there was no one there for me. I felt like I was being sent to the enemy. I felt like I was sent out as a sheep to the slaughter. Lo and behold, he did it for 3 days straight. On the third day when he brought me back home to my mom, he stopped right before he got to the road and held a gun to my head and said, if I tell, he would kill me. Wasn't sure what to do at the time. I'm 13 years old. I never experienced, you know, a relationship with a man or even a guy. Never had a boyfriend, straight A student, never kissed a boy. So I'm a little puzzled at this time what I should do. Lo and behold, some months went by, and this kept on for about 6 months. And every time he would drive up to the house, my mom would force me to go, even when I tell her I don't want to go. She would make me go. And the sad thing about it is that she knew what was going on, but she was so in love with him to where she was in a state of denial. I felt like a young girl caught in a love triangle angle between the mother and the father. They loved each other, but I was the reflection of them both, if that makes any sense. When my mom sees me, she sees him. When he sees me, he sees her. They would use me. My dad was married at the time. So they would use me to get each other out of the house to spend time together. But when my dad gets out of the house, he don't want to be with her. He wanted to be with me. So now at this point, it drew a wedge between my mom and my dad because of the love that he had for his daughter. And at this point in time, she never, never protected me. And this went on for 6 months straight. straight in a period of 6 months. I wanted to kill myself. You know, I would go to school. The teacher is noticing now that my whole attitude is changing. My whole facial expression is changing. My me period is changing. My face began to change. It's had a glowing in. My mom noticed it one day. She said, something wrong with you. But before she brought that to me, I said a prayer. Now, my grandmother raised up in the church, and she would always pray. She said, Penny, let me pray with you. Never knew why she was praying. She always knew what was going on, but she never said anything to me. But she did say it to my mom. Stop letting her go. She let me go with my dad for 6 months straight, and for 6 months straight, he raped me for 6 months. And I said, God, if there is a God, not sure if there was, because I was not raised up at this time in a church. So I said, but if there is a God, please stop what is going on. I can't, you know, take it anymore. Even you stop it or I will kill myself. It then gotten to the point where it was very unbearable for me to take on. So as I was sitting in a chair one morning, the phone rang, and when I went to answer the phone, right before I answered the phone, my mom asked me a question, Penny, is your dad messing with you? And here I am answering the phone, and it's my dad on the phone. Did your mama ask you anything about me? So now I'm looking at my mom, and I'm hearing my dad on the phone, and I got to make a decision between the two. And I asked God, why me? Why I had to be caught up in this thing, I don't know what to call it, between my mom and my dad. So make a long story short, the very next day I got real, real sick. And I was sitting on the couch getting ready for school, and I sat on the couch to where I couldn't hardly move. And my mom said, something ain't right about you. I'm going to take you to the doctor. So lo and behold, she took me. She took me to the doctor, and they ran some tests and came back in the room, and they told my mom that I was 3 months pregnant. When they told her that I was 3 months pregnant, she then called my dad, and when she called him, I'm trying to make a long story short, the story went, who got you pregnant? And I'm looking at them like, really? I'm not allowed to go anywhere. Never went to a prom. Never had a childhood. Never played with a doll baby. Never went to a basketball game. Never did any of these things because my dad would not allow me to go anywhere. I went to my very first prom, been there 5 minutes, and he sent my mother to pick me up because he didn't want me there with another man. So I'm looking at them like, really? Now I had to find a daddy for my baby, which they knew what was going on, but then now they're putting it all on me. So what they did is they got together and took me all the way around the world to have an abortion. But it was too late for me to have an abortion. So now I got to bear the fact that I'm 13 years old. Not only I'm 13, but I'm pregnant with my daddy's baby. And the thought in my mind that I had to live a life not only raising a daughter, but also raising my sister. And I could never come to the terms or the grip of having a daughter, and not only she's a daughter, but she is your sister. But lo and behold, when she was about, for fast forward, because some things happened in between that, lo and behold, things got very, very complicated to where she is now 4 years old. A whole lot went through, you know, I went through by the time I had her to where she was 4 years old. and she's 4 years old at this time. So, you know, people was laughing and talking and making fun of me, and even as I was carrying, you know, my baby, they would put it on the radio. I'm riding down the car. They can't call the name because I'm still a minor, but you know they are talking about you. And I had to literally call the radio station one day and ask them, can you please stop talking about me? You know, this thing hurt. Not only that, I had to go to school and face the children in the school while they were laughing and making jokes of me, telling my baby would look like a snake, it would be retarded, and I had to come home and face this. And now my mother is really, really upset with me because I'm pregnant from the man that she is in love with, to the point to where she would beat me with a hammer, she would beat me with a drop cup, whatever she could get her hands on, she would beat the daylights out of me. She would starve me. I could not eat. I had to wait till I get to school the next day before I could even get a meal. But God brought me through. I had to endure some hardship on this journey, but not understanding why I had to live the life that I had lived, why that I had to go through what I went through. So here it is, my baby. My baby is 4 years old. 4 years old, never been with another man other than him. People now talking about me saying, well, she must be like that because she have not been with another man since her dad or whatever. And it started talking so much to where it was really painful, to where I said, okay, maybe if I get a man, they'll stop talking about me. I'm 17 years old at this time. So I went and just got a man. Plan and plot to get pregnant from this man that I could not even stand, didn't like at all. I just wanted a baby so that people could stop talk. So I got pregnant and had a son. 4 years went by. The talking started again. So I said, God, maybe if I have one more, they would leave me alone. And it seemed like it will never stop. It was an ongoing thing with the media. So I said, well, maybe if I had have another one, maybe they will stop. But it was by the same man, so I had another baby by the same guy. The talking didn't stop. So I say that to say this. I planned and I plotted to have this baby, but it was, and now I know now that it was wrong because I didn't love the man. I just wanted the child or the children. So now having my daughter is now at the age of 10 by this time. My dad then turned around after I rejected him a second time because he's still telling people that me and him is still in love with each other, which I'm at the age 20, 23 at this time. He's still telling people that we are still in love with each other. And I pulled him aside one day and I said, listen to me. I said, I have forgiven you for what you did to me when I was 13. But if you are thinking about doing the same thing to me that you did when I was 13, I said, I'll kill you. And I really would. So he took it out. He took it out not on me at this time, but here is my daughter who is 10 years old. I came home from work one day. And I was sitting in the house and I told my mom to tell my daughter to come to the house. Didn't know that all this time that God had a calling on my life. And I told her if she wanted what I had for her, that she had to come and get it. Not realizing that my dad was upset with me to a point to where this particular day, when I asked for my daughter to come to the house to see me. At this very moment, he was at my mother's house raping my 10-year-old daughter. My mother walked in the house and caught him on my daughter, but she never told me what was going on. My daughter came to the house and said, "Yes, Mom." She looked at me at this point. She never told me that my dad had did this to her. I was in the bathroom getting ready to take a shower, and I was walking out of the bathroom approaching her. And as I approached her, when I got to her, I looked up. My eyes went in contact with her eyes. And I started crying. And she said, "Mama, why are you crying?" I said, "Well, I'm going to ask you one question." I said, "But I want you to know that I love you. And in spite of what's going on, I'm here for you." At this point, she still didn't tell me what he did. So I asked her, I said, "Did anybody mess with you?" And then she bust out in tears. I bust out in tears because when my eyes caught contact with hers, I saw a reflection of what happened to me. And it was like my life was repeating itself all over again. And then the Lord spoke to me and said, "Take her in the room, pull her panties down, and the evidence that you need is right there." So I did as the Lord instructed me. And I'm a bypass and stuff, but when I took her to the hospital, hold on 1 second. And at this point, I put her in the car, took her to the hospital. They took her in the room, still never told me who did it or whatever the case might be. But what happened, how I knew, it was from the grace of God. He showed it to me in a dream. And when he showed me, this black shadow was sitting on the top of my daughter, had her pinned down to the bed, and she was screaming, "Mama, help, Mama, help, Mama, help." And I could not help her. And everything that happened, the Lord showed me in a dream. So when we got to the hospital, after they ran the tests on her, they came back. I saw, you know, DSS, you know, the police and everybody that they were normally called, because this was a 10-year-old girl, you know, and one of the police officers came to me and said, "Did you know who do this or who did this?" I said, "No, ma'am." She said, "It was your daddy. They took the semen from her that was still in her panties, and they compared it with mine, and they got a DNA," which the Lord had already told me what he has done, but I have never told her. Because I wanted her to be the one to tell them. That's where I wouldn't have anything to do with that. But a long story short, you know, he did his time for all of that, not knowing that God has predestined me. And I was saying, "Lord, why me? Why do I have to go through all of this? Why was I born to stupid parents?" And I got angry and I got frustrated, and it was so much going on in my life, and I turned to church folks for support and help, and everything that I shared with them, they use it against me to tear me down even the more. So I'm going through with what I was dealing with, wasn't over that, but still yet I have to deal with what my daughter is going through. And then on top of that, the church folks is persecuting me for something that I had nothing to do with. So it was like a whole lot going on, and no matter what I did, my mom told me, if I'm not happy, you ruin my life, I will ruin yours. And not only that, every boyfriend that she get, I was meat for them. And then she turned around and said that she hated me because every man she get, I wanted. But it wasn't me that wanted every man that she get. It was the fact that she was not protective of me. So she still know what's going on. So I'm saying one of her boyfriend approached me and said, if you would allow me to do whatever, here I am at 15 years old at this time. If you, and this is the man that raised me and feed me every day because he was the breadwinner of the house. And he said, if you would allow me, my mom went out with her boyfriend, leaving her boyfriend home, but went out with another man. And here it is that this man coming in my room and is going to tell me, if you would allow me to do whatever I want to do to you, I will take good care. You would never have to want for anything. And, you know, I thought about it, and I said, God, I can't go through this a second time. I refuse to. So what I did, I told my mom the very next day, and he told me, do not tell your mom. If you tell your mother, I will not feed you. I will not take care of you. I will not support you anymore. So I told my mom exactly what happened and everything that he said. Instead of she protect me, she went back and told him what I said. And now, again, I'm going through life without eating. I have to, it's very cold. I have to sleep on the back of my granddaddy's truck until one night my uncle came and saw me on the back of the truck sleeping at 11 o'clock, and it was winter. And he said, Penny, why are you out here? I said, because my mama put me out. I'm not allowed to eat in the house, so now I have to call on the kid's father to bring me food to eat or wait until I get back to school to eat. Not knowing that God allows things to happen to us, sometimes we don't understand why we are going through so much, why we are being persecuted. I didn't understand the word of God because no one ever taught me the word. And every time I reach out to someone to teach me the word of God, they're saying that I'm sleeping with every man in the church. But I said, God, all I wanted to do was to learn your word, to learn of you. Why is it that every time I turn to somebody to teach me your word, that I get belittled, I get persecuted, I get called a prostitute or a whore? But you know, the good thing about it is no matter what my dad did to me, I was determined that I wasn't going to be a lesbian because I was called that also. I was determined, even though I hated men because of what happened to me. But God gave me love for men. But I'm saying, God, I don't understand what's going on. I went through a lot and even mixing up in the body. Didn't understand what's going on, didn't understand purpose, I didn't know God as my Savior. But when I got into the church and asked the people to help me, teach me about the word of God, if they belittle me. There was this one church that I was going to, which is my uncle church, and the Lord told me to tell him that I needed to work with these girls. These girls were young girls, and these girls would praise the Lord and holler and scream and shout, but it was not a praise of victory. It was not a praise unto God. It was a praise of molestation. And I went to the pastor of the church, and I told him what the Lord told me. And to come to find out, they held a meeting in the church, and they said, you have to be to a meeting because it's a mandatory meeting. When I got to the meeting, there was nobody there but the pastor and the co-pastor, the elder, and their wives. And it was told to them that when the co-pastor and the ministers are not in church, they're at my house sleeping with me. And I said, God, that can't be true. I said, because that's my uncle. And I asked each and every one of them, what did I do? Have I ever approached y'all in an ungodly way? Have I ever done anything or said anything out of the way? Up until that day to now, they did not answer me. But I asked God, why? Why am I going through so much just to be taught his word? I didn't have the Holy Ghost. I could claim salvation, but still yet there were some things in my life that I had to get rid of, and I had to get rid of bitterness and forgiveness. I forgive, but I couldn't forget what happened because it was a scar that was there, and it was almost as if, you know, it had just scarred me so bad, all I wanted to do was just crawl up under a rock and die. And when I try to kill myself, God said, no, not so. So it brings me to this point in my life. Now I can reach out and go back and help others. It made me a stronger person. It made me a better person. God told me when I asked him, I said, Lord, why is all of this happening to me? God said, because in your mother's womb, there were 300,000 cells that went into your mother's womb. None of them were strong enough, but the one that made it is the one that I chose to use. I have chosen you out of the womb of your mother. Because I know that you were the strongest and you could have endured whatever trial or test that the enemy brought your way. Sometimes we don't understand the move of God. Sometimes we don't understand why we go through so much and why. But I realized, I turned to God. I said, Lord, I said, if you have predestined me to go through this, give me the strength to endure it. Give me the strength to overcome it. And for the last 8 years, I have been laying before the Lord. God asked me a question. He said, how bad do you want it? I said, Lord, I want it so bad I can almost taste it. I want the glory of you to be revealed not only on me, but in me, God. Rest in me, God. That I may go back and help others. And as I begin to lay at the altar, I begin to lay at the altar for 8 years. There's times I went in the church on a Sunday at 8 o'clock one Sunday morning every month, and I wouldn't come out until the following Sunday at 2 p.m. 7 days without food, without water, because I'm so hungry and thirsty now for this righteousness, because I know God had a purpose for my life, but I didn't understand what the purpose was. But as I begin to study the Word of God and get into the Word of God and understand what God is saying to me, and what God is saying to me and understand my purpose, I found a resting place. Much come through fasting and praying, y'all. But I didn't understand that God has predestined these things to happen for me, because now I realize that, you know, my enemy, and I used to pray and ask God to deliver me from my enemies, but I realize now that my enemy is the one that caused me to walk in the destiny of God. So now I had to learn how to change prayer. I had to learn how to take it and make it work for my good now. I had to learn how to transform the renewing of my mind, how the way I think and how the way I act. I had to learn how to overcome the world. And I learned that through my fasting and my prayer. And now that God has taught me how to labor in his presence, how to find my resting place, there is nothing that the enemy can do. I saw where I was, where I am, now I see where I want to go. Sometimes on this journey, it's not an easy journey, but it's not a hard one either. I had to learn to be dead to my flesh. I had to learn to kill the things of the flesh. My father called me one day and said that my seed is planted in you. Your daughter have my, the devil is a liar. Mm-mm. They used to call me a whore, a prostitute, but I didn't have to answer to what they called me. They say that I am, I didn't have to be. When they called me a lesbian, I said the devil is a liar. God didn't call me to sleep with a woman, he called me to sleep with a man. And not just any. But I prayed and I asked God, yes, there were some times that I reached out for love and reached out in all the wrong places, thinking that it would complete me. But it didn't. So So now I learned how to lean on God. 14 years done went by, and I'm still holding on and leaning on God, everlasting hand. God is a keeper, and I see why I went through all of what I did to get to where I'm at today. I had to find purpose. I had to find my place in God. The process God took me through brought me into the purpose. The purpose brought me into the process. The process brought me into the anointing. The anointing brought me into the manifestation. And now I can walk in the glory. I'm not ashamed to tell anybody that I can live free from my sins. I can walk perfectly before the Lord. I had to learn how to take the word of God and live by every word that proceeded out of his mouth, not just by the bread of life or the spirit of God, but I had to learn how to live by every word. Yes, they call me crazy, they call me stupid, they tell me, say, one man, and I tell you, you have to be careful how we talk against God's word. We are Christians, and we say that we love the Lord, and we believe in him, and we trust in him, but then when trying times come, then the words that was planted within us is out the window. And I told this minister and his wife, and I'm going to end it here, I told this minister and his wife, I'm like, you know, when I was really trying, they were my leaders, and I was really, you know, trying to live by the word of God when it said that walk up perfectly before me, and it was like, well, there ain't no perfect man ever walked on the face of this earth, and I said, I plead the difference, because the Bible told me that Job was a perfect and an upright man that walked before God. And if Job was in the flesh, because of the Bible said the flesh was stuck to his bones, and if his flesh was to his bone, that led me to know that Job was a human just like me. And if Job can walk perfectly before God, why can't I? The Bible says Elizabeth and Zechariah walked perfectly before God. They did all the commandments, and they walked in the ordinance of God and the statue of him. So if they can do it, why can I? He said, be ye perfect, even as my Father which is in heaven is perfect. So I have to learn how to transform the word from what I was made out of into what I was created to be. I said, God, you made me from the dust of this earth, but you have created me to be after the character of you and the likeness of you. I said, God, I know that I can't do it within myself, God, but I know that I can do it through the spirit of you, God. Teach me how to walk up perfectly before you, God, and teach me how to put on my robe of righteousness, because I see where the evil one comes to snatch what you have planted within me, to take out of me, to kill and steal and destroy. He knew from the foundation of this earth what God had for my life, the plan that he had. When I didn't know, I said, but God, you're the only one that can save me now. I said, God, I'm looking up toward the hill which cometh my help. No, not in this physical I'm perfect, but in the spirit I will do all the things that you have asked me to do. But by me becoming spiritually perfect, it helped me in the imperfection of my natural. You see, I had to understand what Paul was talking about now. Paul said we have to be changed from one man to another. I'm saying, okay, God, you got to help me here now, because I don't really understand what Paul is saying. So, God, so let me take you back to the foundation of the earth. Let's go back to Genesis now. You see, I feel my help coming on now. He said, when I blew the breath into your nostrils, you became a living soul. You became flesh. I made you from the dust of the earth. He said, you have to understand your nature. I've given you two natures, but you only have one body. He said, but only one can live, and one got to die. He said, which one you going to live by? Because two masters can't live in your body. He said, you got to choose one and hate the other. He said, I'd rather you hot or cold, but you can't be lukewarm. He said, I don't want you to speak of me with your mouth, but still yet your spirit is so far from me. I said, but God, if you teach me, I said, Lord, I obey. I said, Lord, if you teach me, I'll go back and teach others. See, we have to understand this nature here now, because the flesh don't want to die. My flesh didn't want to die, y'all. But when I understand the concept, when I understand the mythology, when I understand the mythology of what God was saying, I had to put it to play now. I have to live by not just the word, but by the Spirit of God, but now I got to live by the word that God has spoken into my life. And now this is where I am today. Yeah, they look at me like I'm kind of crazy. I tell them, I ain't going to confess that I'm not perfect, because the Bible tell me I shall have what I speak. And if I speak imperfect, ain't no way I can walk up in the will of God as an unperfect person. Because if the Spirit of God liveth within me and I abideth in him, he ain't going to lead me to the things that he don't like. According to 3 John 1, God said, if you are abided in me and I abided in you and my seed abideth in you, he said, Tracy, you cannot sin. But they always tell me, 1 John said, if a man say he have no sin, he's a liar and he deceives himself. But I tell him, I say, I'm not a liar and I'm not deceiving myself, because sin is encamped around me all day long. But the mystery is to it all that I'm not going to yield to it, because James told me, he said, when a man is enticed, when he leans to his own ways and he is enticed, now sin's going to bring forth sin. See, I couldn't lead to my sin, because if I lean to it, it was going to bring forth, we're going to burn out sin. I ain't stupid as Eve is. You cannot. And I tell people, and I thank God. I thank him, y'all, for my going through. One time back, I used to be ashamed to tell this testimony, but guess what? I'm not afraid of the devil no more. I'm here to break the back of him. I want to take off his neck and tear up in 1,000 pieces, and then I want to shred on his head, because God has given me dominion over him. He will no longer take control of my life. See, when we understand where we at and God has stopped playing with the devil, now we can get somewhere now. You see, the devil don't have no power. He said, the Bible said, he come as a roaring lion, but I can be the lamb or the lion. I can be the lion of Judah if he want me to, or I can be as humble as a lamb. You have to distinguish the two, the difference in the two, and when to play the two. And you see, I thank God, y'all. See, I feel this thing here now. I feel the Holy Spirit. I feel this anointing, because people don't understand. They go through so much, and they whine, and they whine, and they murmur, and they complain. But instead, give God the glory in whatever it is that you are going through. Even though dark clouds may rise, stormy wind may blow, but you see God in the midst of your storm. Because he said, Tracy, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And I had to really live on that. I had nothing else to go by. My life was total hell. I never had one pleasant day in this natural. But every day with the Lord was sweet. And I thank God that he has brought me out for this day. Now I can go back and help others that who wants to be helped. I can tell them. I don't just get up there and utter words out of my mouth because I know scriptures. I tell them because I have experienced it. I lived it. There was time I felt like Job, and then I felt like Jeremiah, and then I felt like Habakkuk. I'm saying, Lord, why are you putting so much burden on me? He said, much given, much is required. He said, you don't remember what you prayed. You asked to carry my glory. Are you even worthy to drink out of the cup that I even drink out of? You say you're speaking with your mouth, but is your heart ready? And you see, I had to prepare my heart for the things of God. I had to position myself. Apostle, I'm
going to
turn it back into your hands.
Glory to God. We thank the Lord for his word tonight, and we thank the Lord for the testimony, powerful testimony of how one had to endure some hard things and things that may not even been fair. But even in our process going through, it may not be fair, but we don't, you know, far as from switch from our eyes or our standpoint, but not realizing what God is doing, He will use certain situations and circumstances to make us and allow us to go through it. Because sometimes, you know, we have to be the sacrifice for others who might could not stand or go through, or even for the better that's going to come. And yes, it may not make sense to the natural mind, but as we see on the other side and through it all, that God is still doing a great work, you know, amen. And He, because she paid the price, now He can do even more for other lives to be saved. We want to open the floor. If there's anyone who would like to call in at this time, have any questions or prayer requests at this time, the number, amen, is 347-945-5416. You can press 1 as we open the floor quickly before we release the line tonight. If there's anyone who have any prayer requests, if this could be you tonight, we want to pray a prayer with you. Amen. If you've gone through some things and you have had some things that happened that we just know are right, the author from the street from the pits of hell that the enemy had intended to destroy you, intended to break you. But in the spite of it all, that thing that was meant for bad, God turned around for the good, far as the results of it. It didn't destroy her, but it helped make her in the process of God. His process, He uses to make her into the vessel that He's prepared her to be today. All of that began to work on her behalf, even going through, even enduring, even the tears that cry, even the time of waiting, even but wanting God more than the situation itself. Amen. So glory to God. So we want to ask anyone who would like to call in who have a question at this time to come forth. But in the meantime, amen, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for what God is about to do for this vessel. So, Father, we thank You, Lord, now, right now, in Jesus' name, as You have used Your vessel tonight to release the word. We thank You for touching hearts right now, in Jesus' name, that desire to be saved, that desire to be set free, desire to be delivered, because there have been some who went through situations that similar to these, maybe not to the same degree, but, Lord, they have been violated somehow, some way by the enemy, in Jesus' name. But You endured, You allowed them to endure, and even to still be here now. So, Father, we thank You that in spite of all the changes, in spite of all the testing, Lord God, she's still standing, they're still standing, in Jesus' name. Encourage them, Lord, to build them up in this hour, in this time, Lord God, as You prepare them, Lord God, for the greater, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, touch their hearts right now, Lord God. Do a stirring in their spirit, causing them, Lord God, to have a greater, let their why let their purpose be bigger than their why, in Jesus' name. Let their purpose be bigger than their why, that they will pursue their purpose in spite of, Lord God, in pursuing their purpose, they will pursue You, Lord God. And we thank You for that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, do a mighty work through each and every one, Lord God. And let them come forward, Lord God, and even as to have the courage to face another day and also to stand with victory in their hearts tonight. So, Father, we thank You for healing them, making them well, making them whole, in Jesus' name. Build them up for such a time as this, oh God. We command that pain to cease, and we thank You for the spirit of the overcomer, Lord God, to rise up on them and in them, in Jesus' name. Help them to overcome, to press their way into the kingdom, press their way into the greater, press their way into victory, press their way into holiness, press their way, Lord God, into their destiny. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless You right now. In Jesus' name we pray. So once again, amen. So once again, we give the opportunity. The number is 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box if you want to have any questions and comment at this time. We open the floor. Glory to God. So, but we thank the Lord for using His vessel tonight, and how He used her strategically just to even expose the work of the enemy and let them see and know that all that You dished out, not only was she able to take it, But she, through God, she was able to take it, but then also, too, she was able to overcome. What he meant to destroy her only made her stronger. Amen. And so we thank the Lord for the process that she went through it. She didn't yield to it. Amen. But she endured. She came through with the victory. So glory to God. Thank you, prophets. Amen. For sharing your heart and sharing your testimony, sharing with those of the Lord. Amen. Truly has been a blessing to us. And even just to think of how and then how blessed we are, even with the warning. Even with the warning of us watching our children, especially our daughters, being careful, you know, just being mindful of who we allow them to go with and do, and not realizing that we can end up being the same feeder to the lion if we're not careful, you know, with being mindful about what we do, what we have, how we handle things. Amen. So we thank the Lord for amen, for being warned about that as well. But being careful about what we give and how we handle situation, underestimating the enemy or just allowing the enemy to blind us when he's clearly trying to make a clear statement to us and what he's doing. So we thank the Lord for that, for exposing the works of the enemy tonight as well, in the name of Jesus. So praise God. Amen. Amen. So we don't have anyone. We're going to begin to begin to open the door for salvation. If there's anyone who needs to be saved tonight, we open the door for you. And matter of fact, not only that, but ask you to follow us as we do this prayer. If that's you who needs salvation, Father, forgive me for my sins. I surrender. I surrender to you. I open my heart and I allow you to come in. I acknowledge my sins. And I ask you to forgive me as I turn from my wicked ways. Jesus, come in. I allow you to come in, have free course, change my life. I surrender it to you. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and I acknowledge you that you have washed away my sins. In Jesus' name. And for those someone who need to be rededicated, Father, forgive me for going astray. Forgive me for doing it my way, Lord God. I surrender to you. Open my heart to you again. And allow you to have the free course in my life. Bring me back into right fellowship with you, Lord God. I surrender openly to you, and I allow you to come in now. In Jesus' name, take up residency in my heart. Thank you for saving me once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have one, amen. Pastor.
Okay, all right, yeah. Amen. We have a call.
843. 843.
Amen. Caller, you come on forth.
Hello?
Yes.
You live.
Hello?
Hello?
You
go ahead.
Yes. You lie. I hear you.
Say it again.
I hear you. You lie.
Go ahead and make your request. Amen. You can speak now. Go ahead. You can speak now. Go ahead.
What was the question?
Now, you hit one. I brought you live. What's...
All I heard was brought me live.
You alive on the radio show?
One? No, that was prophetess there. Amen. That was her.
Oh, that's
no problem. Okay. But I thought I heard someone else. Does someone else have a question or comment? That,
I need a prayer.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Sakia, prophetess daughter.
Okay. Okay, well, great. Okay, God bless you. Amen. Okay, what's your prayer request tonight?
The same thing I was dealing with, my son.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. And we thank you, Lord God, for the eyes of the young prophet in the making, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you allow him to be sensitive in the spirit to see, hear, and things in Jesus' name, Lord God, that his eyes are open, even as a child. And I thank you, Lord God, for the protection and guiding him, Lord God, with the even the Shamar anointing. And we thank you, Lord God, we cover protecting him right now in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, lead him, Lord God, even in his young age of how to follow your voice, Father, your leading, your direction in Jesus' name. Let him thank you for his spirit being alive unto you, being attentive and watchful in Jesus' name, that even as a young child, that he will be able to rightly discern good or evil. And we thank you, Lord God, for strengthening him, Lord God, to be sensitive to hear to what you, even as your spirit, as you speak to him, Lord God, give him direction. Even truth, and we bind the works of the enemy in Jesus' name. With the enemy try to bring fear or any confusion, any kind of turbulence in Jesus' name, it will not be so in Jesus' mighty name. We cancel it now in Jesus' name. We cast down every imagination, every thought that's not like God in Jesus' name. We release your presence, your power, and your anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you for change, oh God. Thank you for the release in Jesus' name that he will be strengthened even as a child. And I thank you that even his trust level in you shall continue to increase, that he will open up his, even or as you open his eyes to see, you're causing him to hear and maneuver in the spirit in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God, for preparing him, even as he began to communicate with his mother and grandmother, Lord God, that they will hear exactly what it is and know what he's saying, Lord God. And even as they may have questions, Lord God, but help them have an ear to be attentive to him, Lord God, that they will move according to the way that they need to, Lord God, and act on those things they need to act on in Jesus' name. So, Father, thank you for showing him and making it clear to him what it is that you want to do and how you want to do it, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you right now. We bind the spirit of fear that he will not be afraid. He will not be paralyzed with fear pertaining to any of this, Lord God, but let him wax strong in faith, trusting in you, Lord God, and even a young boldness that will rise up upon him, Lord God, that he will be able to speak with authority and command every foul spirit, everything that's been sent from hell, send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. He will not, Lord God, he will not take pity on the works of the enemy, but he will forcefully take it. He will go take it by force. He will forcefully bring it back into subjection the way it needs to be and cast every those things down in Jesus' name and release the kingdom, release the power, release the glory in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now as we surround him, even set his atmosphere, we charge his home now. Matter of fact, and be by apostolic authority, we thank you as we touch, as we go forth into the home, speak into the atmosphere, speaking into the environment. In Jesus' name, we bind up every prince spirit in that area. We bind up every activity that was done before their time in that place. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we render the enemy powerless. In Jesus' name, there is nothing left for the enemy to come back for. And so we bind that any of those spirits trying to find his way back from the old stuff they used to do. But we also shut the door in the name of Jesus. They will have no entrance room. In Jesus' name, will not come in. In Jesus' name, we shut down the works of the enemy, the plotting plan, every seed that's been planted, we uproot now in Jesus' name. We crush it in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your presence, your power, your anointing resting upon her now in Jesus' name, helping her eyes to be sensitive, helping her sharp to be sensitive, her sensitive spirit to be sensitive and sharp to the any movement of the enemy inside her home or near her home in Jesus' name. Reveal the hearts, Lord God, of men. But not only that, Lord God, but protect her from even those around them in Jesus' name, that she's always covered. She's always protected. She's never alone, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for building her up for such a time as this, keeping her covered for even for this moment, Lord Jesus, Lord, in this time. In Jesus' name, Lord God, even as you strengthen her, thank you for allowing her to be strengthened in this hour. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, the honor, and glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being on tonight. And we thank God for what he's brought you from and brought you through, that you shall walk in victory. And amen. Glory to God for is your son as well. So praise God for you both. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Is there amen? Anyone else at this time? Amen. Anyone else at this time? Amen. Well, praise God. Well, we just thank the Lord for all he said and done tonight. We are truly been encouraged tonight by the word, and as we understand and truly know that God is still in control, no matter how the ugliness of our situation can be sometimes, and no matter how things can be just crazy off the chain, but God is still in control, and we thank the Lord for him being the one in control. That the enemy wants to do, even the things that the enemy wants to do, he would not be able to do everything he wanted to do because of the grace of God on our lives. And God will allow him to do some things, but amen, but ultimately is according to God's will, what he allows to happen. But then he always prepares us to be strong enough to be able to handle it. So that's the awesome thing about God. He have us ready. Whatever trial test comes, 9 times out of 10, he's already prepared us for it. And we just have to believe. And sometimes believing goes beyond what we can see. Sometimes it may look like one way, but we have to believe a different way. So this is why I truly walk in my faith and not by sight. So we praise the Lord for that. Prophetess, amen. We thank the Lord for you coming tonight and sharing your heart. Do we have any last words, anything else you would like to say before we release the line tonight?
Well, I want people just to be encouraged. You know, God will take a bad situation. He'll take your mess and turn it into a message. He'll take your test and turn it into a testimony. So just be strong and wait on the Lord. Be of good patience, peace. Soar like
amen.
The eagle.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. And even like the eagles, once again, they don't run from the storm. They fly into the storm to rise above it and get the momentum. They use the momentum and fly up above the storm. So we thank the Lord for that. Amen. So definitely be encouraged tonight. And we thank you for being on with us and sharing God's heart with us and even just his love. So thank you for just as you go forth, thank God for him empowering you for your purpose and the greater place of your destiny shall be so. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father, we also thank you as we build her up, we strengthen her in Jesus' name. After she's released your word, that she released your presence, your power, thank you for covering her too in the Shema anointing. We thank you for covering being a shield in Jesus' name, that she will stand strong. Lord God, build her up, Lord God, for this hour and this time that she's in. Give her direction, Lord. Let all truth to come forth in Jesus' name. As you prepare her on this pathway, Lord God, you should keep her from falling in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you're fixing, you're causing to happen on her behalf. Thank you for her ministry. Begin to take a different flow and begin to go forth in a different way in Jesus' name. Thank you for the divine connections that she made connections, Lord God, with will empower her to go forth and do the great things you called her to do. She will walk in success. She will have victory in Jesus' name. She will have what you say in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you for the victory, even according to her faith, Lord God. As she walk in it now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, do a mighty and awesome thing in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Thank you for keeping her and all her going out and her coming in. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, honor, and glory for your son. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord God, for healing, for restoring, building up, and sending forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 All right. Well, we thank the Lord for what's been shared, said, and done. And we just bid you all good night tonight. And we will see you back on next week. And may God continue to bless you. I pray that this call tonight has been a blessing to you, that you receive something from the Lord, and you definitely put it into action. Or just be hearers of the word, but be also doers of the word. So we say God bless you and be encouraged as you go forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good night. Love you all.
y'all to help us. Come on, rise to your feet. I've got evidence. Say it.
I've got it.
I've got confidence.
I've got confidence.
I'm a conqueror.
I'm a conqueror.
I know that I win.
Victory test.